Well, here we are winding down another month, and Mike and Kim along with you on the Good Stuff radio program. A little history of the Good Stuff. Had a chance to talk to Jim Thompson the other day. He told us an interesting story about a young man who liked the program that he listened to on KBHB in Sturgis and mentioned to Jim casually, he goes, you know, you got a good radio voice. I hear you on the radio once in a while. I heard a program the other day that you would be really good at. It's called the Good Stuff. And so, yeah.
That is so fun. We love it.
That was great to hear there. So the Good Stuff with Mike and Kim here on KVSH. That's thanks right. to Jim Thompson for his contributions. We might have something coming up from Jim.
Yeah, the original creator
That's right.
the Good Stuff.
The Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board invites you to visit the Valentine area. While you're planning your vacation for this summer, how about taking a little sidestep by Valentine area? Visit Valentine.com. Merritt Reservoir International Dark Skies, the first in Nebraska and home of the Nebraska Star Party. Over 300 motel rooms, numerous Airbnbs, hundreds of camping spots. Check it out at visitvalentine.com.
Indeed. And if you want to talk about ranching or breeding, markets or agriculture, you know who you need to be listening to? You need to be listening to Tri-State Livestock News. They offer all that and so much more every week. No need to roam for information. Just your coffee and the latest in the livestock news. It comes out, like I said, every week. Make sure you get your copy coming to your house on that weekly basis. TSLN.com. It's what ranchers read.
How about some thoughts on exercise this morning? I know you're all up there getting that done.
That's right.
So if walking is good for you, the postman would be immortal. A whale swims all day, eats only fish, and only drinks water. But yet it's fat.
Ha ha.
A rabbit only eats vegetables, runs and hops all day long, and only lives for 5 years. A tortoise doesn't run and does nothing very energetic, yet it lives for 450 years.
Ha ha.
And you tell me that exercise is good for me. I don't think so.
Oh, well, yeah, no, you just never... It's all in perspective, I think. It just goes back to perspective.
True.
Many years ago, I had stopped in to bring my girlfriend some pizza while she was babysitting. Not sure where this came from, but I think the story will be interesting. We received a call that her grandmother had been taken to the hospital, so I agreed to watch the children so she could meet her family at the hospital. Well, the parents were at a movie, and these were the days before a cell phone, so I couldn't get in touch with them. I thought I was doing pretty well, though. At bedtime, I sent the kids upstairs to bed and settled down to watch some TV. One child kept creeping down the stairs, but I just kept sending him back to bed. At 9 p.m., the doorbell rang. It was the next-door neighbor asking whether her son was there. I said no. Just then, a little head appeared over the banister and shouted, "I'm here, Mom, but he won't let me go home."
It's probably good to know your subjects.
I think so.
When you're doing that. Something today on the Good Stuff from R.P. Smith out of the Broken Bow, Nebraska area. R.P. has this one called Lifelong Friend. We've been friends since the day I was born. Sure, not the kind of person with whom you lock horns. Broad at the shoulders, fists hard as steel. I remember well the day those hands taught me to deal. Good with the Colts, but stubborn as a mule. A pretty fair cook, but would rather shoot pool. Your ears might burn at the latest story or joke, but you need a bad habit when you don't drink or smoke. I could keep listing virtues from dusk until dawn, but I've said quite a bit. Need I really go on? I love her so dearly. What more could I say but to wish her the best on this Mother's Day?
Oh, very good.
R.P. Smith on that one wrote that back in 1993.
And here's lifting up more of Mom's wisdom, possibly. I think this could be a mom thing. She who knows not and knows not she knows not is a fool. Shun her. She who knows not and knows she knows not is simple. Teach her. She who knows and knows not she knows is asleep. Wake her. But she who knows and knows she knows is wise. Follow her.
I'm confused. I got lost somewhere in the knots and no knots and stuff like that. So. Hey, if you have something you'd like to share on the Good Stuff, pretty easy. Just send it to Kim H. Burge, that's B-U-R-G-E, at gmail.com. We'll take a look at that, and one day we might be able to feature it here on another edition of the Good Stuff.